Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Roland Griffith, the author of Finding Peace, One Pop at a Time, Moving from Anxiety and Pain to Joy and Hope. So in your book, you've moved from excess drama in the mind, coming out and coming outside the mind and using your different senses. Do you have to look at different things or feel? Do you have to change where you are or what you're doing in order to really, really feel the coming out of your mind? Or is it just like one little practice you can do the same way all the time?
Yeah, I think I've played golf all my life, and to me, I like to compare it with golf. You know, to begin with, golf becomes kind of a mechanical thing. You know, you're thinking about all the movements of the golf swing and so on, and you become so aware of that you're almost forgetting the fact that all you're really trying to do is hit that ball out ahead, and you're not thinking near as much about the target and so on. But as time goes on in golf, you think less and less about the mechanical aspects of things, and you become more fluid, and it just becomes an easier game. The same thing takes place in this. I don't think about pops anymore. It has built something in my own sort of mechanism, I guess, that I just become aware of when my mind starts to race a little bit. And I can say, oh, there it goes again, and then it brings me right back.
Mm-hmm. So you feel a little drama or a little judgment or a little pain, and immediately, just like an automatic transmission, you jump to a different, like, come out of that, outside of that.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's good to have an automatic transmission, but it takes time and work to keep doing that so that you can come outside the thought patterns. One of the things that I keep thinking about when you say, you know, it's the way you were raised and how, so depression must have been a family problem. Do you have more people in your family that were depressed?
Yeah.
And how have they been able to use the book and let go of the processes of the mind that have caused it?
Well, you know, I have plenty of history in the family, and I don't, I'm
going to go home and see Streak. Okay? Go home and see Streak. Yeah.
Hello? I think we've lost Roland. We're going to have to, Roland? You know what, we've lost him. So we're going to have to go to a break. And we can't break. So one of the things that were from Roland's Griffith's book, Finding Peace One Pop at a Time, was really just coming out of the state of depression and coming into simple thoughts. But I think somehow we lost the connection. So some of the other ways of finding peace and coming out, just like in our first part of our program. He's back. Oh, we lost him, but he's back. Roland?
I'm sorry, I lost you.
Yeah. You did lose me. I thought, uh-oh, where's he gone? So I was talking about depression as being a family problem and a family way of the brain's working and, you know, traditional teachings and everything. How does that affect your whole family? Have they been able to use the book and create some space in their own lives and their own brains?
Well, you know, I can't really speak for my family members. I can tell you there's a lot of history there. There's probably, we have our share. I think most families do have some of it, but in my particular family, there's a fair amount of that history. But I don't deal with my family members, you know, any more than I would. I'm their family member, you know what I mean? And that's, mm-hmm. It's like almost like an occupation. And so I don't, you know, it'd be like if I'm a dentist, do I take care of dental needs of My family members, no, I don't. You know?
You're not their doctor or the counselor, but you must see those ways of thinking still creating problems if they haven't found ways.
Well, yeah, I don't deal with them any different than anyone else. You know, if somebody seeks my help, then that's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How do you recognize the onset of depression, and how do you identify it and get the help?
Well, you know, just about as short of words, if you feel crummy most of the time, if you feel lousy, if you feel defeated, if you feel sort of defective, deprived, any of that kind of stuff, you know, you chances are deal with depression. And so once you kind of recognize that there is better life out there available, then generally speaking, you start seeking for something. And I find that, you know, 40 and 50-year-olds seem to be kind of the sweet spot of my audience. Those are people that are dealing with what they call midlife crisis and so on, and a lot of those are seekers, you know?
Mm-hmm. So that's where your public speaking and your work goes today, is to help those people?
Yes, well, of all ages, but I don't deal with children. I wish I did, but I don't. I haven't had those opportunities up to this point, but it's kind of too bad this kind of thing isn't taught to youngsters. I think the world would be a much more peaceful place if kids knew about this growing up, but that's not the way our society is set up today. So.
Well, maybe you'll have to find a way to get into the schools and teach children how to come out of their monkey minds.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that going on these days in the school systems, and I'm glad to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's never too late to harness the mind. We did have one author on here, and he said the most important relationship you'll ever have is the relationship with your mind. And so, if you have a good relationship there, and then things are good.
Yes, the mind doesn't have to be your enemy. It's a good tool to have. I mean, it's a miraculous thing. The mind is. It's just a matter of knowing how to work with it.
Mm-hmm. And now, the opposite of depression, do you find a lot of joy in your life?
I do. More joy than I've... ever since 2003, I've had more joy in these last, 14 years than I've had in my entire life, for sure. There's no comparison.
Uh-huh. And what are your most joyful times now? What brings you the most joy?
Gosh, just getting up in the morning and just seeing what's ahead. I mean, it doesn't... I don't need pleasurable things to make me happy anymore. I don't have big desires or needs to travel and to do all those kinds of things for pleasure. It's great, it's fine to travel and so on, but I don't have all the desires I used to have for those kinds of activities.
Uh-huh. So you've learned to just really enjoy simplicity and being present.
I do, yeah. But I'm still very social.
Mm-hmm.
And I still live a social life. But I don't have the need to do things like that, you know, mm-hmm. to bring pleasure.
Mm. So that's taken you from a real place of darkness and disconnection into connecting and community in your life.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It must be a big difference in your marriage relationship, too.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge, yeah. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, what a gift. Does your wife still, she must look at you in amazement every day that she's got a brand new person.
She's my biggest cheerleader. She's the one that talked me into writing a book.
Yeah.
So she really encouraged me to do that. And at the time, I couldn't imagine myself writing a book, but it's been done for the last couple of years, and now I'm speaking about it. So it's kind of fun.
Good for you. Well, this is great. Where can you find this little book, Finding Peace One Pop at a Time?
Well, my website, which is www.rolandgriffith.com, my name is spelled RolandGriffith.com, and it'll show you all you want to know about the book there, or you can go directly to Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and then either way you can find the book. Yeah, it's called Find Peace One Pop at a Time.
And can you see yourself writing any more after now that you've written one book?
I do. I've got a couple in mind, and I'll just tell you real quick what I have a lot of business background, and I have come to recognize that this kind of thing is so helpful for salespeople. They can be so much more productive because when you feel good, you're so much more sociable and you're so much empathetic to whoever you are around. You're not so divided. And so I'd like to write a book for corporate world, for salespeople, and then one specifically for the automobile business because that's my background.
Wonderful. Well, we'll look forward to some more books from you, Roland. It was great to talk to you today, and I wish you well with the sales of your book, Finding Peace One Pop at a Time.
Thank you, Kathy. I've enjoyed it.
Okay, thanks so much. And we want to thank Alan Wishart, our producer of this show, and all the radio stations across Canada who carry the program. Have a healthy and happy day.